It's a brand new year, and that's always a great time to make changes, and we're excited to tell you about some big ones we're making. Hi, I'm Rob West. We're strengthening the way we express the Christian worldview of faith and finances to be better used by God to advance His kingdom. I'll talk about that with Chad Clark today. We're off, so please hold your phone calls. This is, are you ready? Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your stewardship journey. Well, Chad Clark is our executive director, and he's busting at the seams to tell you about the changes we're making, not the least of which is a new name for the program and our ministry. Chad, welcome to Faith and Finance.
Oh, man, I've been looking forward to this one.
I want you to share more about this name change, but let me take a step back, provide some context perhaps first. You know, as we evaluated the ministry, we've, of course, seen a lot of changes in the last several years as we've expanded beyond radio into a full-fledged financial ministry where we not only do this program, Faith and Finance, every day, but we're able to feature the best articles, podcasts, and videos on biblical finance on our website. We, of course, have a world-class money management app, a community of stewards asking questions and helping each other every day. We're also connecting people with coaches and certified kingdom advisors. And as we looked at all of these different areas that God has called us to serve in, we realized that we needed a name that communicated that this ministry was about much more than just being wise with money. And that really takes us to this change, doesn't it, Chad?
That's right. And we still want God's wisdom in our financial decisions. But there are several other secular organizations out there using the name MoneyWise. And people often confused us with those other organizations. So we felt led to evaluate a different way to express what our organization is really about. And it came down to helping people live out their faith in their financial decisions. And so from this, FaithFi and Faith and Finance were born.
Yeah, it's exactly right. The radio show, of course, called Faith and Finance, and the ministry, FaithFi, which is really a combination of those two words. Tell us about the vision for FaithFi, Chad.
Yeah, our vision is we really want to see people's faith in Christ be the foundation for their financial decisions. And that was the heart behind MoneyWise as well, but we're really excited to more fully express this vision through FaithFi. We want our faith and God's word to always be the starting point and the foundation for our financial decisions.
And when we do that, it really comes down to surrender and recognizing God's ownership and authority in every area of our lives, but as it relates to this topic, our finances, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to just take a look at the story of the rich young ruler, for instance. He followed the law, he loved God, and he did everything right, and I'm using air quotes there. He was willing to give God parts and pieces of his life, but not all of it, specifically his money, which was an idol in his heart. Now, Jesus knew it wasn't about the money, but a matter of the heart, and as Jesus so masterfully does, he made it clear what this man had put his faith in.
Yeah, so the question really becomes one of faith. Do we entrust our whole lives, including our finances, to God, and ultimately, what are we putting our faith in?
I think that's a key question. What are we putting our faith in? Scripture clearly points out that money is a chief competitor with God for our hearts. Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." I think this heart issue is one reason the Bible talks so much about money, because our hearts have a tendency to idolize it. We may be drawn to putting our faith in our bank accounts, our possessions, and money. When we do this, it's no wonder why we feel stressed and anxious, because these things will ultimately be destroyed by moth and rust or the stock market or inflation.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So our name change really reflects this idea that it's not just about being more wise with money. That's important. But the starting point is understanding that we have to begin at the heart level, allowing our faith to inform our money management. And God has always been about our hearts. And I believe money management is really the training ground of the heart. The way we handle money is the most tangible evidence of what's important to us. And we work out our values and our priorities priorities there first, I believe, as a Christ follower. So the goal ultimately is to say that this financial journey is one of the key ways that God shapes our spiritual journey. And of course, the how-tos come from God's Word. We take our cues from the Bible, not this world, so we can have an eternal perspective. So we'll tell you much more about this just around the corner. Chad Clark joins us on our same program with a new name, Faith and Finance, on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we'll be right back.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. What's your love language? Touch, gifts, time, words, or service? Ways each of us feels uniquely loved, and ways each of us can uniquely love others. If I had to choose, the Lord's love language is sacrifice. The most famous verse, John 3:16, says it like no one can or will again. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Sacrifice is how the Lord shows he loves us. And in return, we show our love through self-sacrificial faith. We love, 1 John says, because he first loved us. It's the language of the cross that every Christian must become fluent in, because it's the only language the Lord speaks over us in love. Spend more time with Jesus with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
So they asked me to enter my email address, and the next thing I know, I start getting emails from companies I never even knew existed. What's up with that?
Here at the American Family Association, you have our word that we won't give away, sell, or lease your email address to any other organization or company. We're thankful when you take the time to subscribe to AFA Action Alerts, 1 Million Moms, Engage Magazine, or any of our other online newsletters.
We are grateful for support from LitePoint Portfolios, which seeks out family and faith-friendly investments for 401k and 403b plans, integrating faith values and fiduciary duty. LitePoint Portfolios offers retirement plans for a variety of organizations, such as businesses, nonprofits, and churches. And we're grateful for their sponsorship of the Faith and Finance program. More information is available at LitePointPortfolios.com.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we have a brand new name for a new year as we rebrand and reposition the ministry around the intersection of faith and finance, recognizing it's our faith and our values as believers that should inform our financial decisions. God owns it all, and we're stewards or managers of His resources. Money, then, is a tool to accomplish His purposes, and we're excited that our new ministry name, we think, reflects that better than ever. Joining us in this segment of the broadcast, Chad Clark, Executive Director of FaithFi. And Chad, we were talking just before the break around what it means to truly entrust our whole lives to the Lord, allowing Him to serve as Lord of our lives, but also including this area of finance. And it really comes down to this big idea of whose kingdom are we after?
Absolutely. Often we're trying to build our kingdom. And when that doesn't go as planned, the market drops, inflation, unexpected events, well, of course, we'll be anxious and disappointed. But Matthew 6:33 tells us, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. That's his kingdom, his righteousness, not ours. And when we do, all the things we worry about, all the things we're anxious about, God will take care of because he is good and trustworthy. And he ultimately knows what we need. We're more valuable to him than the birds of the air and the grass of the field, which he takes care of as well. So we aren't to live in fear and anxiety, but to live in the freedom and victory of Christ through faith. So once again, it has to start with faith and seeking his kingdom.
Yeah, I think that's right. And then we move on to this idea that there's really three areas that we need to surrender and grow in. We need to learn, we need to manage, and then we need to connect. So let's talk about each of these, Chad, and how FaithFi in particular helps in each one of these areas. Perhaps we'll start with learn. And as we stated earlier, FaithFi has a number of resources to help people learn what the Bible says about money, from the Faith and Finance Show to our website and app. We have a host of resources for folks to learn on their stewardship journey. Why is this such a critical starting place?
Well, here at FaithFi, we believe that learning is really foundational. When we spend time with God and we are actively in his word, we are positioning our hearts to be drawn to him. Here at FaithFi, we want to specifically highlight what the Bible says around money and possessions. And there's a lot to cover. Over 2,300 verses and a good majority of Jesus's teachings were around money and possessions. So we'd miss a good bit of God's word if we don't spend time learning what he says specifically about money and its role in our relationship with him.
Yeah, let's get a little more specific. When we talk about learning, what resources are we talking about?
Well, like you mentioned before, we have articles, podcasts, videos on our site and in our app that cover a variety of topics from a biblical perspective. Whether you're looking to get out of debt, save, prepare for retirement, be more generous, or leave a legacy, there are lots of topics. But regardless of your life stage, our goal is that we have a growing library of highly curated content to give you a biblical perspective on various financial topics.
Yeah, and this is critical. Obviously, there's a lot of worldly advice related to money out there. And not that it's all bad per se, but like we said earlier, it's really not about the money at all. It begins with our hearts and our commitment to Christ and his lordship over our lives. And that certainly includes our financial decisions. So through our content library, we bring a wholly different perspective, a biblical perspective, to common and uncommon financial topics so our listeners can grow in wisdom and knowledge every day by not only this program, but our website at FaithFi.com and the FaithFi app. And again, that's FaithFi with an F-I. Now, Chad, learning is really foundational and it's a daily activity, but we can't stop there. We actually need to apply what we're seeing in God's word in our daily financial rhythms. And that's where the management piece comes in. So tell us how FaithFi helps people better manage their finances.
Yeah, you're exactly right. We can't just stop at learning. We must also apply what we learn and live out our faith in our financial decisions every day. Our team has built a really incredible money management tool where you can connect your bank accounts, track and plan your spending, and really just become more aware of your daily financial decisions. It's a new year, and a lot of people are looking to start the year strong and develop good money management habits. And if that's you, we'd love for you to check out the FaithFi app.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're hearing from so many folks that are loving the app. They're using it to manage their money. We hear the stories about how it's helping them make better decisions, many of them communicating better with their spouses as they now are on the same page with regard to managing their money throughout the month. And it's really bringing to light where their heart and priorities are so they can make changes.
That's right. And our goal with the app is not to make you a good accountant. We love our accountant friends listening, but that's not the goal. In fact, the FaithFi app takes a lot of the hard accounting work away for you. The money management features of the FaithFi app are really all about decisions. If we aren't aware of our financial situation and monitoring our daily activities, we can't really make good decisions. So for those of you out there hesitant to get on a budget, it's not really about that at all. It's about awareness and intentionality around our finances. So we'd love for people to check out the money management features in the FaithFi app and join a growing group of individuals who are using it to make better financial decisions every day.
Yeah, that's right. You'll find it in your app store. Just search for FaithFi. That's Faith F-I. All right, so we know it's important to learn what God's Word says about money and to apply what we learn as we manage money and make decisions. Let's now talk about the final element, Chad, and that is the importance of community.
Yeah, community is really what we're all about here at FaithFi. Rob, you take calls every weekday with listeners all around the country, and we have listeners all around the world that are part of our community. We also have our app users who are actively asking questions and helping each other in our online discussion forums. Not only that, but we connect people with financial professionals, whether that be a financial coach or a certified Kingdom advisor. We really want to see a community of stewards who are committed to living out their faith in their finances. If you listen to the show, go to the website or sign up for our app, we want you to know that you are not alone, but you are part of this movement, and we look forward to serving you on your stewardship journey.
Yeah. We talk about this stewardship journey, Chad, and it really is a journey. It's not a destination we arrive at, but it's something that happens throughout our entire lives, right?
That's right. It's not just something that we learn how to manage money according to biblical principles. This is a lifelong journey where we're constantly learning. We're constantly turning back to God's word to ensure that our hearts are postured towards Him and that our financial decisions ultimately glorify Him at the end of the day.
Yeah. You mentioned that the first of the year is a great time to get started with a money management app. Why in particular do you think so many people are looking toward that in January?
Well, January is probably one of the best times to get started in a money management app because you're starting fresh. You got a clean slate. You don't necessarily need to bring a lot of transactions into the system. We're January 2nd here, so you're only one day late if you're downloading the FaithFi app. And so we encourage you to check it out, get started. And we've got an incredible support team. One of the things that we really value here at FaithFi is the support that we provide. So if you have questions, reach out to us. We're here to help you be successful again in using the FaithFi app.
All right. So it's the same ministry. It's the same heart behind it. It's just a new name, FaithFi. That's Faith F-I and a new name for the radio program, Faith and Finance. We're so excited about serving you with new and exciting opportunities in the days ahead as you continue on this stewardship journey, not only to learn and not only to manage, but also in community. And that's part of what we do here on this program every day. All right, we're going to be turning our attention to your questions. What's on your mind today, financially speaking? I'd love to hear from you so we can talk about how you can move forward and apply God's wisdom to the choices and decisions you're making. We'll be right back on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio.
When you hear this...
This is American Family News.
You know what follows is the truth. Your news from a Christian perspective.
Hundreds of teachers are going to have to walk into that school building and they are forced to swallow political ideology that in many cases violates their very faith and conscience.
If you miss it at the top of the hour, American Family News podcasts are available at afn.net and sign up for our daily news brief at afn.net.
What if buying groceries, gas, or dining out could help change lives? With Christian Community Credit Union's Cards That Give to Missions, you can help spread the gospel, combat human trafficking, and protect vulnerable children with every purchase at no cost to you. Apply for your card today. More information is available at joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. The credit union is an underwriter of this ministry. Membership eligibility required.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
We believe true morality flows from biblical principles and directs people to the manner in which God intends them to live.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us as we seek to stop the erosion of godly values.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
For over 40 years, American Family Association has stood for righteousness and God's truth in our nation.
American Family Association Executive Vice President Ed Vitagliano.
One important way you can join us in the battle is through a charitable gift annuity with the AFA Foundation. The charitable gift annuity benefits you, and it benefits the culture-transforming work of American Family Association.
Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
Hey, Greg, I need some advice.
Oh, what's up?
I'm really struggling with finding ways to cut back. With costs going up, especially in healthcare, what do you guys do?
We use CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health cost sharing ministry that's been sharing members' eligible medical bills for over 40 years. Sure helped us stick to our budget. And here's the website, chministries.org.
chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West, and we're going to take your calls and questions now on anything financial. We'll apply the wisdom from God's Word to see if we can help give you an answer to move forward with confidence. Let's begin today in Chicago. Mike, you'll be our first caller. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, hello there. Thanks for taking my call. So I have a question which I have no clue. To make a long story short, my mother-in-law was a prisoner of war and taken to Russia to hard labor camp. Now, she died back in 1971. Now, since then, we got married and we live in Chicago. We moved to Chicago. However, we heard that she is entitled to some kind of restitution that will be paid by this Eastern European country. And my question is, do that amount will affect our Social Security or any of our benefits here since we're very close to retirement?
Yeah. It's a fascinating question, Mike. Obviously, I'm not in any way familiar with this restitution and who might be offering it and how you might access it. What I can say is that you would not be, that would not be affecting any kind of Social Security. So Social Security is based on payment in through the FICA taxes over a long period of time. It's based on your high 35 years of earnings. And as long as you didn't have some sort of compensation that excluded FICA taxes, then as long as your work record is long enough and you paid in the tax, then you would be entitled to Social Security benefits. And, you know, this wouldn't affect that. Are you thinking perhaps of the UN resolution that, that Russia pay reparations for the Ukraine war or something different?
It's not related to Ukraine war, okay? This was back back in Romania many years ago. And I don't know exactly who came up with this, okay? We just learned that she's entitled to that. That's all.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so I would just follow that through and apply in whatever way is communicated to you to receive that. You can always call the Social Security Administration or visit their website at ssa.gov. But again, any kind of income that you would receive or reparations, you know, as long as the work record is there and you paid into Social Security through FICA taxes for a long enough period of time, 40 quarters or 10 years, then they'll take your highest 35 years with a minimum of 10 and base your benefits on that. And once you reach full retirement age, you can earn as much income as you want. Prior to that, over a certain amount, you may have it slightly reduced, but that would be made up to you after full retirement age. So I wouldn't worry about any effect on Social Security, but clearly if you're entitled to what was communicated to you, as long as it's not a scam and you do your due diligence and don't provide anybody your personal sensitive information, especially if they contact you, then I think you ought to proceed. And again, it shouldn't have any bearing on Social Security, but a quick call to them or an in-person visit could confirm exactly what you should be expecting. Thanks for your call today. Hey, let us know how that turns out. That's very, very interesting. To Miami, Florida, Mary Lou, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Rob. Thank you for your show. I have a 60-year-old sister, and she's been wanting to leave something for her for adult children. Her house is paid off. The only debt she has is like some school loan she had taken for her kids while they were in college. And she wanted to purchase a life insurance. And I was telling her no, because now they want to charge her about almost like $200 for a $50,000 policy. So she was like, well, what do I do? How do I leave some money for my kids? So I said, well, let me call Rob and see if he could give some advice. That $200 that she was going to pay, what can she do with it to leave something for them?
Yeah. Well, I would agree with you, Mary Lou. That's not the best way to go. What I'd rather see you do is just take that same $200 a month and just systematically invest that for as long as the Lord allows her to be here and see that grow. And that plus the equity in the home, which should continue to appreciate, would make for a nice legacy and inheritance. The challenge with life insurance is that's really not the purpose of it. It's to offset a risk to provide for family members that depend upon your income if you die. Well, she doesn't have anybody depending on her. She is looking at this as a possible way to leave an inheritance. The challenge is it's a very costly way to do that, because if she gets a term policy that would be the least expensive way to do it at age 60, it's going to get pretty pricey. As you said, let's say she gets a term policy. Well, if the Lord tarries and she's in good health and lives to a life expectancy of 83, well, at some point she's going to have to drop that policy, and then all that money's gone. If she got a whole life policy that lasts for the rest of her life and the Lord tarries and she lives for another decade or two or three, many people are living into their 90s and beyond today, that's going to get very expensive. She's going to spend a lot of money to be able to provide this quote-unquote inheritance that perhaps her kids don't even need. So again, I would rather you look at the assets that she has, which today is the home and whatever else she's accumulated, and then say to your sister, let's think about just being disciplined and taking whatever margin you have, and let's try to build assets with that in a diversified stock and bond portfolio with systematic investments, allowing her to dollar cost average into the market. The great part about that is that if she ever needs that money for, let's say, long-term care, which could be very expensive, or some other unexpected expense, well, she's got it. But if she doesn't, at least now it's not all down the drain with a life insurance policy that lapsed because she can no longer afford it. At least she's got now something, another asset beyond the home, to pass on to the kids. So I think that would be my best advice. Does that make sense, though?
It does. It does. So you say stock and bonds, to put that money in stock and bonds instead.
Yeah, just create a portfolio of stocks and bonds and just do a systematic investment. She could do some high-quality mutual funds or exchange-traded funds like indexes. If she wants more information on how to do that, have her check out soundmindinvesting.org, and I'll send you a book as well. Stay on the line. We'll get your information. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We'll be right back.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, or call 800-557-1985.
God has pulled all the threads together and put us in his master tapestry so that we play a part in all that God is doing. Every single one of us is a thread or a part of that great tapestry that God is embroidering.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, God Loves You, He Always Has, He Always Will. Next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
At Faith and Finance, we're on a mission to educate, equip, and connect you and many others with the powerful financial answers found in God's Word. We're working to meet people right where they are through national radio programs, our app, website, and other resources. If you've benefited from this program, would you consider becoming a monthly Faith and Finance patron? Check out all of the benefits of a Faith and Finance patron's membership at faithfi.com and click Give on the homepage.
Forget about Facebook.
The last 10 days we've been banned twice, and is unbanning a word?
They put us under the ban. Christians and conservatives
don't need you, YouTube.
Banned one day, banned again.
AFR programs are now live streaming on the AFA streaming app. Now you can get shows like Today's Issues straight from the source.
Put back on the next.
Just say unbanned.
Unbanned.
Just search AFA streaming or visit streaming.afa.net to sign up.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. We've got some great questions stacked up here today, so let's make our way through. Next to Texas we go. Andrea, thank you for calling. Go right ahead.
Thank you for calling, taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
One of my questions is, if it's not too late to get a retirement plan? My husband is 60 years old and I'm 52.
It's never too late, Andrea. What options do you have available to you? I guess my first question would be, are you both still working?
Yes, I just started a new job, but he is a builder and he uses the money to, you know, to reinvest the money. And okay. That's why we never thought about having a retirement plan, because he was using the money all the time to reinvest the money.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Very good. Do you all have real property? Do you have, beyond your primary residence, do you own any homes or have any other assets?
Yes. Under his business, he owns like 6 houses right now.
Okay.
And a personal, we own another house where my mother-in-law lives there.
Okay. Very good. Yeah. So those would be part of your retirement plan, I assume, to either generate income in retirement or to liquidate those assets and take that equity and invest it. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And so you're looking at saving in addition to that inside a retirement plan. Is that what you're asking about?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Do you all have any margin left over at the end of the month after the bills are paid that you could direct into a retirement plan?
We do. It's just that my husband thinks that he can work for another 5 years, and he always thinks that if we put money aside, he probably will need that money to keep building.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think that's the next question you have to answer is, are we given the capital that he needs for his business? Do you actually have money available to put into another asset class, in this case, stocks and bonds? Or are you all just going to rely on continuing to build out your real estate portfolio as the assets that you'll rely on in retirement for income? Keep in mind, Social Security was never intended to cover more than 40% 80% of your pre-retirement income. And with most folks living on 80% of their pre-retirement income, you need to make up that gap. And that's why we need to save over our working life so that we have the ability to supplement Social Security to provide for our needs in that retirement season. Now, that can be done with real estate. It doesn't have to be through stocks and bonds. And that real estate, as I said, could be sold or it could be rented out as an income property to generate income to use alongside Social Security. So I think you need to do some planning to determine what is your ultimate goal for retirement assets, whether that's held currently in the form of real estate or stocks and bonds. And if you feel like you're not on track with the real estate portfolio that you have and what you might expect him to add to it over the next 5 years, then perhaps this is a season where you say, you know what, we really need to focus on building other assets to be used in retirement. And so let's really limit our lifestyle and let's try to figure out how much we can put every month into a retirement plan. At that point, you probably, assuming you have some matching available with your new employer, I'd probably use your company-sponsored retirement plan, if you have one, as the basis for those systematic monthly contributions so that you're building over the next 5 years or more, if you plan to work longer than that, you're building other assets alongside your real estate portfolio. And the combination of the two, the idea would be that those would provide really the income you need in retirement. But I think at this point, you probably need to do some planning so you know what your ultimate goal is and whether you're on track currently, ahead or behind. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. We've been talking to a person at Northwestern Mutual, but we are afraid, I don't know if this company has good reputation.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with Northwestern Mutual. You may want to get a second opinion. We recommend the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation, so you could look for a CKA there in Texas to interview, either for just the planning side of it, to just to do some comprehensive retirement planning, and or investment management now or in the future. So you just head to our website, moneywise.org, click the button that says Find a CKA, and I'd interview a couple of them in addition to the Northwestern Mutual representative that you're talking to and see who can provide fee-based retirement planning for you to be able to create a plan so at least you know where you're ultimately headed and how you're doing currently based on that plan. Andrea, thank you for calling. God bless you guys. To Gray's Lake, Linda, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Oh, hello, Rob. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
We just took our required minimum distribution and I believe a couple months ago you were talking about an I-bond, and I was wondering, is it wise at this time for me to do a $10,000 with mine and a $10,000 for my husband?
Yeah, it could be, Linda. They're certainly not as attractive as they were 60 days ago, just given that the yield on the bonds, the I-bonds now have come down from where they were at a staggering 9.62% to 6.8%. That's going to be good through May. If you were to buy $10,000 for yourself today in electronic I-bonds, you'd get that 6.8% for the next 6 months. And then for the following 6 months, you'd get whatever the new rate is that comes out based on the consumer price index at the time in May of 2023. I still like the I-bonds because they're very safe. They're backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. And currently, because of inflation, they're paying attractive rates, better than you'd find anywhere else with that degree of safety. But you do have to keep the money in for a year. So I like to think in terms of buckets. Bucket one might be your emergency fund, money you need immediate access to, and we recommend 3 to 6 months expenses in that bucket. I wouldn't put that in an I-bond because you can't get to it for a year. Bucket two is money that you don't need for a year, but you probably want to have access to in less than 5 years. That's the ideal bucket for the I-bonds, because bucket three would be money that you don't need 5 years and beyond. And because I think this elevated yield on the I-bonds is temporary, because because the Fed's doing everything in their power to get inflation under control, and we'll continue to see the I-bond yield fall. For money that, you know, has a time horizon of greater than 5 years, I'd encourage you to put that into a properly diversified stock and bond portfolio, which is going to have a better long-term return, especially given how, you know, low the market is right now with the recent sell-offs. Does all that make sense, though?
Oh, yes. Yes, that's very, very helpful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. If you decided to proceed with that bucket two, if you will, for money that has a 1 to 5 year time horizon, and you could put in $10,000 or even $20,000 for you and your husband for this year, then you just head to treasurydirect.gov. It's the only place to buy the I-bonds. You can't buy them through the bank. They don't issue paper I-bonds anymore. It's all electronic. So you'd create an account, treasurydirect.gov, and then do transfer the funds from your checking or savings in to purchase the electronic bonds. Hope that helps you, Linda. We appreciate your call today. George Ann, Anna, Israel, we're coming your way next. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your stewardship journey.
Hi, this is Pastor Robert Morris. I'm often asked, how do I grow in my relationship with the Lord? How do I hear God? What is God's plan and purpose for me? I want to personally invite you to join me on Sunday mornings right here on AFR for worship and the Word. And we will discover the answer to these questions together. We'll explore the truths found in God's Word that will help you strengthen your faith and develop a more intimate relationship with Him.
Amy Carmichael was a missionary in India, rescuing little girls from abuse. In her 50-plus years of ministry, she witnessed the transforming power of the Bible.
Sorrowful people are comforted. People who were in the dark walk in the light. Is it not wonderful to think that this book is in our hands today?
Bert Harper and Alex McFarlane explore the wonders of the Bible, weekday afternoons at 3 Central on American Family Radio.
45,000. That's how many times Faith and Finance referred a listener to a certified Kingdom advisor last year. And for good reason. These are trusted financial, legal, and accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking on the Find a CKA button on the homepage.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience. And she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries' biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Thanks for joining us on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. It's our faith and our values as believers that should inform our financial decisions. God owns it all, and we're stewards or managers of His resources. Money, then, is a tool to accomplish His purposes, and we're excited that our new ministry name, we think, reflects that better than ever. We're going to head back to the callers. We're taking financial questions on a variety of issues like spending plans, long-term savings, giving, and donor-advised funds, and next. Next is George Ann. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call and for your program. I really enjoy it.
Thank you.
I have a friend. She and her husband are in their mid-70s and are in pretty bad health. And they receive very little money from Social Security. And they own their home. And I know you've talked about, I don't know what the program is called, but where you can... I guess you sell your home to some, I don't know if it's a bank or a charity or what. Anyway, they pay the person up front, but they allow them to live in their home till they pass away. Can you tell me more about that?
Well, you're probably talking about a reverse mortgage, essentially where you would continue to live in the home and you'd have to keep the taxes and the homeowner's insurance paid, but you're essentially systematically removing, either through a lump sum payment or a monthly income stream, you're systematically pulling the equity out of the home. So folks that use this typically are in a situation like you're describing. They're sitting on a large asset, their home. They have greater than 50% equity in the home, meaning the amount they owe on it, if they owe anything, is less than 50% of the value of the home. And they don't want to sell it and downsize, but they need income to cover their bills. And so they do what's called a reverse mortgage, where they start to pull that equity out of the home, in the form of an income stream, and that allows them to stay in the home and meet their obligations. The downside, which is why it's not my favorite tool, is they're expensive. So the interest rates tend to be a bit higher than even what the prevailing rates are. There's a lot of fees on top of that as well. And, you know, it does create a situation where if you wanted the home to stay in the family, let's say as an inheritance, the heirs would have to be able to satisfy the mortgage on a home that might otherwise be free and clear, at their death. So is that the kind of thing you're looking for, though, Georgianne?
Yes, sir. The house is free and clear. She inherited it from her mom.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to leave it to her heirs.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So at that point, as long as, she's got that equity and you're saying she owns it free and clear, generally what would happen is the lender would pay you a specified amount each month based on the value of the home and her life expectancy. And, she could use that to supplement her income. So what you would want to have her research is, again, what's called a reverse mortgage, where she's essentially, instead of the typical way you get a mortgage where you borrow an amount of money and then you pay it back, 1 month at a time over 20 or 30 years. In this case, you're getting a mortgage, but there's no payment due. They're paying you, every month. And as they pay you out, plus the interest and fees, that amount becomes owed back to them at your death or at the death of you and your spouse. And it's satisfied through the sale of the home, at your death, based on the proceeds of that sale. So that would be what they would want to look into. And I would look for somebody who really specializes in that to help them, find the best reverse mortgage for them. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you. Now with, let's say the home is valued at 200 some thousand. Would they give him the banker, whoever, would they give him that amount?
You can get it up front, but typically what you would see is somebody would get it over 1 month at a time. So for instance, they could get depending on what they're looking to do, they could take a lump sum up front, or they could get a monthly income stream coming out through that reverse mortgage, which would allow them only to incur the debt as it's paid out, but really solve for what they're ultimately trying to accomplish, which is just to have a supplement to their income to be able to meet their obligations. And that would generally be the way I would recommend that they go, rather than trying to get a lump sum all at once. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And they would take out, like the bank would take out the interest fees or whatever each month?
Yeah, so it would all be added to the balance that's owed through the reverse mortgage. The interest and the fees would be added on top of that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. I sure appreciate your help.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you so much for calling today. God bless you. Let's head to Clearwater. Anna, you're next on the program. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My mom had funeral insurance, and after she passed away, I called to claim this money for funeral, and I saw that my mom gained like around 2000, and I asked if I will have to pay taxes, and somebody told me when I called that yes on that 2000, somebody said no.
Okay. So this was a life insurance policy, what is essentially called a burial policy?
Yes.
Yeah. So life proceeds of insurance, of life insurance, is not taxable. So that would be paid out on her death. And the idea is that that money is then to be used for the funeral expenses. But if you had something left over, that would not be taxable. It would just be a part of her estate and then would be distributed according to her will. And, you know, that inheritance, until you get up into the multi-millions of dollars, would not be, there is no estate tax right now, so there wouldn't be any kind of tax due on the inheritance either. But there's really never a tax due on life insurance proceeds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Anna, thank you for your call today. To Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hi, Rita. Go right ahead.
Hi, Rob. I was wondering, a few years ago, I had put my money for my 401k in bonds, and I haven't lost anything. Until very recently, I've lost a little. Now I want to reinvest back into the stock market.
Sure.
And I'm not sure how to go about deciding what to invest in. I'm 61 years old. I will probably work up until the luncheon at my funeral. Then after I help clean up and go with the Lord, I'll stop working.
Okay, got it. All right. And so you're still there. You've got this money in the 401k, and it's currently all in bonds. What have you accumulated roughly, Rita?
Roughly around $55,000.
Okay, great. You know, the simplest way to go would be what's called a target date fund, which, you know, is basically where you pick your expected retirement date, which you'd have to pick a number given that you're planning to work for the rest of your life, because none of us know when the Lord would call us home. But let's say you picked a date out, 15 years from now at age 75 or even 80, 20 years from now. You'd kind of, you know, look at maybe a 2045 fund, and then the allocation of that investment would be geared toward someone who's retiring in 2045. And in that case, because it's such a long time horizon, it would be largely stocks and very little in bonds. And you could begin to move it maybe systematically, maybe 25% every 3 months or something out of the bonds into that target date fund. But I think ultimately it's going to come down to just given what you know, you want to set as your time horizon, 10, 20 years or more, what stock and bond allocation do you have? Right now, it's 100% bonds. Do you ultimately want to be in 60% stocks and 40% bonds? Do you want to be in 70% stocks, 30% bonds? The more you have towards stocks means you have the greater potential for volatility and loss, but you also have a better potential return as well. And then once you decide on that allocation and which investments inside the 401k you're going to use, then I would say over, let's say, the next 6 months, maybe you start to systematically move out of the bonds and into that, ultimate allocation that you're looking for. If you need some advice on that, then I would connect with a certified Kingdom advisor there in North Carolina and basically just pay somebody not to manage this on an ongoing basis because you have a limited universe of investments, but they could at least advise you on, number one, what is the right allocation? And then based on that, which particular funds, mutual funds inside your 401k would be the most appropriate based on their risk-adjusted returns and historical performance to use to execute that plan. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate it. And congratulations on not losing any money. You're going to be moving into the market at a great time, especially since you're basically flat and you can take advantage of the recovery whenever that happens. And that may be still a ways off, but nevertheless, it's a great opportunity for you. We appreciate your call today. Well, folks, that's going to do it for us as we round out the program today. Such a privilege to be able to come alongside you each morning as we mine the scriptures and apply God's timeless truths to the decisions and choices we have with his money. Remember, he's the owner, we're the steward or the manager. Money is then a tool to accomplish God's purposes. So we need to hold it loosely and give it generously. We need to seek the heart of the master as a steward, which means we need to know what God's word says. So renew your mind each day. Meditate on the scriptures around money in particular and see what God has for you throughout the counsel of scripture. and then act accordingly in faith through prayer, making decisions each day to be found faithful. That's the ultimate goal. I want to say thank you to my team today, Mr. Robert Sutherland providing great research. Thankful for Devin Patrick as well, our engineer and producer, and Pat Montague doing an amazing job handling our phones. Thank you for being along with us as well. Come back and join us tomorrow. I'll be here, Lord willing, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.